Father, this morning we come in the name of your Son, Jesus, to say yes, 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 yes. Where you want to take us, what you want to share with us, we say yes to that, Father. And we thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in just going to just really blow concepts away, blow some of the stuff away from us as you help us to be established in your incredible love, in what being a child of God is all about. So we thank you as you share with us, as you move by your Holy Spirit in our nation, touching so many people's lives, getting this love explosion, really just have an impact over all the people of our nation. And this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who's made this all possible. And we give you the glory and honor. Amen. Amen. Today, as we continue, we're going to be looking at what we left off last week, of really beginning to understand the reality of being loved by God, and that opens up what sonship is all about. And we're going to go into that there. So I want to start off with just reading, first of all, the Great Commission, because be prepared to enter into a revelation of the Great Commission that we haven't had before, and that I'm not going to teach on that, but this is where it's going to be ending, somewhere along the line, okay? Because in this Great Commission, there is so much in here. But let me just read that, and I want to just leave it there, and we're going to carry on. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Powerful. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, just in this Great Commission, you'll see over there, there's the authority, there is the discipling, there is the whole baptism, there's the teaching, and there's the promise that I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And in this Great Commission, we're going to find the reality of what sonship is all about. And we're going to see this Great Commission now through the power of faith, through the power of love, through the power of truth. We're going to see this Great Commission now through the lens of sonship and understanding it from this platform as we continue. Because I don't know if you're realizing it, but there's been we're no longer children, babies. We can see how the Holy Spirit has helped us to grow and become adults in the kingdom of God. And there comes this incredible understanding of what sonship's all about and involved with the Father's business, the Father's work. And so that's going to open up tremendously as we go on. But I want to go back this morning to Romans chapter 5, because we spoke and we've been through a few weeks now on the reality of faith, and looking at Abraham as an example, but really understanding that this faith that God has given to you and I, the power of this faith, because it's God's faith, it's His power, it's His ability, this faith that He gives to us does something that takes us out of the reality of the natural and brings us into the reality of His good news. And so when we are, like, for instance, praying in the name of Jesus, we are actually, because Christ is the way to the Father, we are actually in His name, we are actually entering into the reality of God's good news. And faith gets us into this reality of God's good news. And so the Holy Spirit who opens it up and guides us into all truth, more and more we will live in the reality of the good news of God to mankind. And this is what faith does. And so in this Romans 5, verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, shows you the power of faith. And we've spent a lot of time in the imputation of justification being credited to us as we simply believe what God spoke to us about His Son Jesus Christ. And so the power of this faith that sets us free from condemnation, that sets us free from the old humanity in Adam and brings us into Christ Jesus. The power of this faith that God has given to you and I opens up, as I said, it opens up not the teaching of the good news, but the reality, the experience, the life of God's good news to mankind. And that's why one must be careful when people try and dismiss praying in the name of Jesus. And that because Jesus is the way to the Father, and very specific teaching that Jesus gives to us all the time, ask in His name. And that is why we've got to be just very balanced in our understanding of God's good news. It's in His Son and through His Son and by His Son, Jesus Christ. Now we come and we see over there that through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Okay? So this grace is, it's God's goodness. It's Himself, just giving Himself to you and I. And by faith we have entered into that. And that's why when Paul prays that prayer that we may be filled to the fullness of God, this is a reality. By faith, the Holy Spirit is taking us, giving us the ability to grasp truth, to get revelation, to be able to understand it, so that we move more and more into the fullness of the gospel of God's good news to mankind. And that's eternal, okay? It's big. and that's why God's good news is pretty big. It's not our human definition of goodness. It's relying on man and man's ability, but it's God. It's God. It's His goodness that we are experiencing over there. Okay. Now, another thing that we need to ask ourselves as we go on, and God is showing so much. I've still got to work through so much. Okay. So, you'll find there's no flow really. I'm just sharing stuff at this time. So, you are like the guinea pigs in a sense of me just verbalizing stuff that God has been sharing. And as I share, we start put things together more and more in a more teachable way. So be patient and gracious. Okay. But now why did Paul write this? For in, it says in Galatians 5 and verse 6, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Why didn't he say, well, it's your good deeds, it is the spiritual gifts, etc.? But he says the only thing that has value, the only thing that has power, the only thing that has a force is faith being expressed through love. And then he goes on in verse 7, you are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? And so here we see the incredible combination of the power of faith, the power of love, and the power of truth. That is where we're going into as we continue with this journey, walking with the Holy Spirit. So that's an important question to ask. Out of everything, why make a statement about the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love? Because it's this faith that enables us to have access into the reality of God's goodness. It is faith that we have received the incredible Holy Spirit, and God has poured His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit because of the faith that He gave to us. So faith opens up the door for His goodness, the gospel. It opens up the door of receiving the incredible Holy Spirit so that His love, God's love, is in us, and we come into the union, and that's about the sonship that we're going to experience more and more. Very important to ask those questions. One of the things that we have been having a look at, and I'm just recapping a little bit from where we left off over there, that in Jesus' teaching in John chapter 14, remember when Jesus started to speak about the reality of His life, and we're going to go deeper into this in the weeks to come, but just notice here that Jesus speaks about, if you love Me, you keep My commands, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. And we looked at a bit of this last week, where we saw over there that Jesus is modeling a life as a man, led by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and He's now showing us the relationship that He has with the Father because of the Holy Spirit that is within Him. And so He's showing us, this is our reality. He's modeling us, He's modeling for us to be able to walk as Jesus walked, to live as Jesus lived on this planet Earth. Okay. Because of the Holy Spirit. And so He's speaking about His Father, and now He shares about the Holy Spirit's going to come, and it's by the Holy Spirit that we start to experience the establishment of sonship. And that is why by the Spirit, we see there in Romans chapter 8, and we read over there, it's by the Spirit we cry out, Abba Father, because the Spirit testifies with our spirit. Now let's just stop there for a moment. That word testifies. How does faith come? Faith comes from hearing. So the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit. What's happening? We are hearing. There's a faith coming now to receive the reality of sonship, because the Holy Spirit is testifying with our spirit, Abba Father. And as we hear and receive, we find there that sonship is being established more and more, and the Holy Spirit will continually testify with our spirit about sonship. But here are the keys, because in the Great Commission, Jesus speaks about, teach them to obey everything that I've commanded them. And so Jesus begins to share about how does He obey? You see, because the obedience is established in this reality of sonship. This obedience is established on this reality of love. And there are going to be many, many scriptures that we will look at where we see there that obedience plays such a huge part in the establishment of being loved by God. And so here in John chapter 14, let me read over there in verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see Me anymore, but you will see Me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I'm in My Father, and you are in Me, and I am in you. This is now sonship I'd be talking about. Whoever has My commands and keeps them is the one who loves Me. And the one who loves Me will be loved by My Father, and I too will love them and show Myself to them. This is, you know, I was just reading something earlier on this morning. But some time back when I saw a stadium, and there were so many people in the stadium that was coming to be healed, coming, they had problems, there was financial unemployment problems, there was all this that was taking place. And I saw that they had their hands up there just receiving from God, and God was pouring His love onto this, into all the people. And you know, there was the healing, and everybody set free. And then I asked the Lord, and I said, but Lord, now what? How are they going to stay? What must we do? How are we going to help them to remain in the reality of Your goodness? And that's when he said to me, teach them how to remain in my love. And this, that's why when Jesus says, teach them to obey, his heart is for us to remain in the Father's love. That's why the obedience enables us to remain in God's love, in the power of God's love, the experience of God's love, as you and I walk in the obedience of the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And sometimes, you know, people speak about this and it's, oh no, this is too tough, et cetera, et cetera. But again, let me just read you some scriptures over here. In 1 John chapter 5, listen to the reality of faith and obedience. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and anyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. Now notice this, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. The victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Here, once again, we see the incredible power of this faith that God gives to us as he speaks, and we experience his faith within us, and we receive it, and we start walking in the reality of what God has spoken. This is the incredible truth, because let's go back. His commands are not burdensome. Why not? Well, we've got to go once again to where we left off some time back in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So here we see once again the incredible operation of the Holy Spirit. We begin to see that this law of the Spirit is the mode in which this union with Christ becomes operative, becomes a reality. It's this union with Christ, with his Holy Spirit within us, that now enables us to be able to obey the teaching of Jesus. Because no longer are we under the authority of the power of sin. And remember, sin is disobedience, it's lawlessness. So that is broken. And that is why for us it's not a burdensome. He's poured his love into our heart. The law of the Spirit in us releases the love of God. Remember, God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So love really is the driving motive for us in obeying our Heavenly Father, in obeying our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the example of Jesus. When he said there that Satan has no hold over me, but I must do what I must do so that the world will know that I love my Father and I do exactly what he has commanded. So we see the incredible sonship of Jesus established in the Father's love, so secure in the Father's love, so obedient to the Father. He came to do the Father's will. And in that reality there, Jesus, remember the Father said, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. All the time we see the establishment of sonship. Jesus lived as a son of God, and we see the life of Jesus. We see the answers. We see the authority taking place over there. And one of the things that is going to be a tremendous breakthrough for us, that in the sonship, because of the obedience that's from the love, there's a reality of authority that is released that you and I will walk in. Just as Jesus walked, because remember what Jesus says? I don't speak on my own. I speak on my Father's authority. I've come to do my Father's will. So Jesus is living under the authority of the Father as a son. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go. And you're going to find now that as we grow in the revelation of the power of love and sonship, we will find there the evidence will be In the name of Jesus, we will see the authority of Christ manifesting through our lives, because this is to the Father's glory that you and I bear much fruit. And so this is another thing. Another thing that will take place as we are growing in the reality of sonship is that this is where we discover our reason and purpose for living. Love gives you reason and purpose for living. It is love that gives you and I the reason we are here on this planet Earth, because God loves us. We are made in His image. So we're here because of love. Our purpose is to live out that love, whatever that may be in your talents and giftings and everything over there. And that is why, as a body of Christ, we wander around so often, this and that over there. And it's because we have not been established in the power of God's love for us, and understanding we exist because God loves people, and understanding that love gives us a purpose. You take that in your own home, in your own life. When you love something, it gives you purpose. You see, and it you focus, it gives you purpose. And that's the reality of why love is so important. And for the body of Christ to be established in the love of Christ, so that we understand divine purpose. We understand why we in the town, why we in a place, why we exist, because of this love that God has poured into our hearts. And that's going to explode more and more. Okay, so that's one of those other things that is hanging out over there. But it is such a profound truth that when we discover this, that love gives you reason and purpose. People die for their country because they love the country. Gives them reason and purpose to go to war, etc. It's big, that. So that needs to be established more and more, so that you understand the only thing that counts is faith being expressed through love. So we can conclude there. Okay. So now we've got the Holy Spirit's life operating within us over there. I want to now go to Galatians, back to Galatians chapter 5, because here is a profound truth about the power of love that I want us just to share a little bit over here. In Galatians 5 and verse 13, Paul writes over there, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself." And that's from that scripture, to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, etc., and to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, again explains who is a neighbor. But notice this over there, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Now let's go back to what we've been learning about justification and Jesus. In other words, for the entire law to be fulfilled, Jesus kept this command. You see, because we couldn't do this, Jesus fulfilled this law. Jesus, to perfection, fulfilled this law in loving us as himself. And that is why he takes it into a higher dimension when he gives him, "Now give you a new commandment, to love one another as I have loved you." Because no longer are we bound by the power of sin. We've been released from that. We've now entered into Christ. He's poured his love into us. And now, just take note, now the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Now let's carry on further down in the chapter. And then he carries on about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness and goodness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is big, because here we see that the fruit of the Spirit, this love, there is no law that can condemn love. There is no law that can condemn joy. There is no law that can condemn peace. There is no law that can condemn patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Let me carry on. In chapter 6 of Galatians, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore the person gently, but watch yourselves, or you may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens. How do you carry each other's burdens? Well, that's the law of the love. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now let's stop for a moment and let's just think about this, because here we see that our Lord Jesus fulfilled this law. He loved humanity as he loved himself. Now a religious person will get upset because Jesus loved himself. Yes. He fulfilled that law. He could not bypass this, because then he would have broken the law. So he loved humanity as he loved himself. And he loved himself with the love of God, this fruit of the Spirit. He loved himself by obeying the Father. He loved himself by walking in the truth. If we don't love ourselves, we won't obey the Father. If we don't love ourselves, we won't walk in truth. See? And so Jesus again is showing us the reality that he fulfilled this. Now we are in him. Because we are in him, what did we read in Romans? There is no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. And so, because he fulfilled this law of love, you and I now, who have now been in union with Christ Jesus, we now find ourselves in that reality of no condemnation. Why is it that John writes in 1 John, let me just get this over here, and we know and rely on the love God for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. This is the reality of sonship. That's why the power of love is such a big deal of establishing sonship. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Why will we have confidence? Because we are in Christ, who fulfilled the law of love. And there's no condemnation. There's no law that can condemn his love. There's no law that can condemn his love. And that's why it carries on, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. Why? Because there's no law to condemn this love that God has poured into our heart, and we are now participants in that love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. This is big. The Spirit God will help us to step into this reality of the security of the power of God's love, to know that there's no condemnation, to know that there's no law that's going to come and condemn us, to know as we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, as the life of the Holy Spirit is operating within us, that law of the Spirit of life, that law of the Spirit produces life within us. And as we walk in this faith, in this reality, what a freedom, what a joy, what a victory that you and I experience, knowing that there's no condemnation. The law, there's no law that can condemn this love. And that's our security. That's why we don't fear the judgment day. We don't fear death. We don't fear punishment, because we are in Him. And now, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So when there's fear, because, you know, a lot of folk, when we come to the end of our lives, there's this tremendous fear: have I done enough? Is God going to be pleased with me? And all those questions go through people's, and they ask these questions all the time. It's because they have not been made perfect in His love. They haven't been established in sonship. And so this is a reality for you and I to be able to grasp, be able to receive, and to grow in this. Now, let me just quickly go to another scripture over here. In 1 John chapter 2, we know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commands. Whoever says, "I know Him," but does not do what He commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys His word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must live as Jesus lived. This is the Great Commission that we're looking at over here. So once again, it's very straightforward over here. We've come to know that, we know that we've come to know Him. This is the intimate, this is the union, if we keep His commands. The more we walk in step with the Holy Spirit, those commands of Jesus to love as He loved, etc., are not burdensome, because the law of the Spirit of life is operating within us. We are free from self-centeredness. We can now love and partake in this love of God. We can love like we've never loved before, in the obedience to love one another, in the obedience to follow the teachings of Jesus. We get to know the Father. We walk in the reality of His good news. We begin to see His love through us. This is how God's love is made complete. It's by us now loving others, so that His love is made complete through us, so that the power of His love other people can now experience. And part of that is, that's why the Great Commission is so important, to teach people how to walk and to obey the teachings of Jesus, because that's how they remain in the love of God. If anyone obeys His word, love for God is truly made complete in them. Powerful truth. Powerful truth. Your Father, may You help us to be able to receive Your love. So as we go into communion this morning, I'm going to just play music in the background and just release a prayer from that Ephesians chapter 3. And you may just want to take communion and just receive the Father's love. Just be able to just experience the breakthroughs, experience the peace, experience the joy, experience the Father pouring His love over us this morning, and I'm just ministering into our lives over there. Experience the good news. Let's have communion together with our Lord Jesus. Father, it is from you that every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of your glorious riches, Father, that you may strengthen us with power through your Holy Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of our Lord Jesus' holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of you, God. Now to you, Father, who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine, according to your glorious power that is at work within us, to you, Father, be glory in us as your family, and in your Son Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.